You have the ego human one. Okay, so that is the mind. And you have a directional, that's your heart guidance. And this, why is this so important? Because most of us are unaware of this. And when we're unaware of this, we go into what's called just a subconscious way of living.
I'm Suzanne O'Brien, former hospice and oncology nurse, and now the founder of the International Doula Givers Institute. My life's purpose is to teach others how to care for those at the end of life. So if you are a family member wanting to learn how to care for someone you love at the end of life, or you are someone who wants to be a professional end-of-life practitioner, this is the place for you. So sit back, get a cup of tea, and relax. This is the Ask a Death Doula podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Ask a Death Doula. My name is Suzanne O'Brien. I think about before I'm going to record a podcast, and I really get very clear on the intention of what I am trying to serve, provide, share with you that can have a great impact on your life. The wisdom that I have been privileged to learn throughout my life and working with those at the end of life. And as you know, I talk a lot about how death is our greatest teacher about how to live. And the fact that we've really removed everything to do with end of life, the conversation, teachings, discussions, the skill of how to care for somebody at the end of life, which, by the way, we will all be called to support somebody and be present with them at the end of life. And not knowing those skills is leading to end of life death being 1,000 times, if not 10,000 times harder than it needs to be. But let's zone in today on the podcast that we are going to talk about understanding your two guided systems and how to understand which one is speaking, what it sounds like, and what the, I don't want to say motive, that sounds kind of manipulative, but I want to, what is the meaning behind each one of your guidance systems? And this is critically important to understand, because if I want to be very clear, when people ask, Suzanne, what is one thing you can share with me that would change my life? One piece of wisdom, just one tool. It would be understanding that you have two guidance systems, the ego, the mind, guiding you, directing you, telling you where to go, how to go, what not to do, that's based on fear, and the heart guidance system that is your true soul self, that is your wisdom, that is that inner part of your higher consciousness that is always going to lead you on your path to purpose. This, if there's one thing that changes everything, and this is life mastery, this understanding leads to life mastery. Why? Because when you follow your heart guidance, when you learn to listen to that beautiful, still, calm voice that is your directional for your highest achievement of good, of purpose in this life, it'll lead you again down every step of what you need to take on your path to what your purpose in this life is. And everyone's trying to find their purpose, and I understand that completely. But I honestly, working with those at the end of life, feel that it's not finding your purpose, it's aligning with your purpose. And what do I mean by that? I mean that I believe that your purpose is already known. It's already there. It's already inside you. Are you able to align with that heart guidance system, that higher frequency, and trust in the steps that it's guiding you and asking you to take? Because it does take trust. It's not what do you think is best, it's what do you feel is best, what do you know is best. And if you do, if you step out into that space of faith where you can't see it, it doesn't maybe make analytical sense, that is where all the magic in life happens. And when I look back at my journey, and I'm going to do a whole podcast on this, and I look back at the path that I took, and when were those pivotal moments in my life's journey that came about where, and how I answered that question, how I answered that presentation of opportunity completely changed the trajectory of my life and every single time, those pivotal crossroads, every time I had to step out on faith. It wasn't, what do I think? And many times it didn't make any analytical sense to take that move, but what I felt inside, that I knew it was right. I was supposed to be a nurse. I was supposed to be a hospice nurse, supposed to be teaching, end of life. All of those were all based on stepping out of faith. And when I look at the thread, I'll call it the thread of life, that beautiful path that was laid out for me by saying yes, and then saying yes, it's brought me to the most abundant, incredible, love-filled, joy-filled global community of education and purpose that I could have ever dreamed of or imagined. But I just keep saying yes to service, yes to what my heart is putting in front of me, and trusting in that inspired action that I take. And so I want, this is the same for you. So I want to show you what this is. I want to talk to you about the two guidance systems. And then I want to give you a technique that I've developed called the Ray technique. And this is something that I use every day. And I teach this in my classes all the time as well, on how you can easily use this Ray technique to follow your heart guidance with understanding the two directionals, but also the integration of them. So I'll explain more in a minute. So it's very important that you understand there's only two ways that we show up in life, two ways, and we're all being called to pick your way right now. You either show up in love, unconditional love, holding that vibration for yourself and for others, or showing up in fear. And fear has underneath it, anger, jealousy, resentment, you know, all of the things that are the opposite of love. And we're seeing a world where we are showing up for the most part in the ego mind, in the fear-based mind, which, by the way, will always pin us against each other. And always say, well, you know, they're the enemy, be fearful of that. You need, and if there's only one winner, which the ego will always tell you, if you don't get it, somebody else will. It leads to destruction. Because if there's only one winner in life, then we destroy what threatens us. But the ego is a false illusion. Because in truth, and this is the teaching of end-of-life patients, in truth, we are all connected to one unconditional loving consciousness. And if we knew that, if we brought back that sacred teaching that death provides us, would we be destroying each other? Would we wish ill on each other? Or would we have compassion and presence? We can't fix everything for other people. People are on their own journey. They're on their own evolution journey in this lifetime. They have their own lessons to learn. They have their own choices that they will make. That's the free will of the human experience. And that in itself is such an important lesson to understand, that we all are on our own journey. We all have free will to make a choice of how we want to move forward. And there's no judgment here, but we see so much suffering, right, with the choices that we make. But understanding that individually we are making our own choices in our own journey, but that does not mean that we cannot have compassion and empathy and show up with presence for one another. And of course, where we are called to be of service with education and with supplies and tools or whatever we can offer, which I will tell you right now that your presence, your true presence, is the most powerful medicine you have to give. And that is free. And that is something we have a choice every day. How do I want to show up? That's the choice that we are able to make every single day. Am I going to show up today in love, or am I going to show up today in fear? Every day I ask myself that question. And then I say, how can I show up in love? With presence, with non-judgment, with holding a vibration of love to every and all people everywhere. That's my intention that I send out. That's the signal that I want to send out into the world. And so you have that choice, and that's something that you need to absolutely be asking yourself every single day as well. So let's talk about how you find the difference between the two directional. So let me share that again, working with end-of-life patients has taught me everything about how to live. Now, we are holistic beings. You've probably heard that term, but it's really important that you understand it because you are four distinct bodies of energy: the physical, the mental, which is the mind, the brain, the emotional, and the spiritual. And why this is so important to understand and how I really, really locked into this understanding and teaching is that when I was sitting at the bedside of those at the end of life, while they were dying, guiding them out of this world, as their physical body was diminishing, their spiritual body was growing. And there's one point in the journey that they have one foot in this world and one foot in the next. And they go back and forth and they have this wisdom. So this wisdom comes in as the inner higher frequency spiritual part of them is becoming more pronounced. Okay. So their human part is diminishing and their spiritual part is growing. And all of a sudden there's one part in the journey that they get what I call their spiritual eyes, their spiritual wisdom. And they have all this new information. I understand why all of that happens. Like they're able to look at their life now and make sense of all of the difficult, the trauma, the different positions they were in to make those choices in life. Everything in your life is always happening on your behalf for spiritual growth. And I want to emphasize, and I'm not saying it doesn't diminish how hard it can be, but I want to also emphasize that if you keep getting the lesson repeated, it's because you're not learning the lesson. And it's because the universe, God's source, knows that when you learn that lesson, you will move on to a higher state of perception, frequency, and of your wisdom. And so it gives you these lessons. And yes, they can be so difficult, absolutely, and painful. And I will tell you that the most painful lessons that I've had in my human journey have been my greatest spiritual teachers. So I want you to know that the universe, God, source, whatever your belief system is always working on your behalf to have you on your path of purpose and that higher frequency of life learning. Because it's about evolving as a soul. It's about soul growth, learning in this experience of being a human being. And this is, again, wisdom that those at the end of life will tell me and teach me. And when I saw it, when I saw them have these aha moments and talk about how they understood now, there was a shift, a complete shift in their energetic frequency in which they presented with. And it has led to the most beautiful end of life possible. But here's what I want you to know is that we can access this knowing, this information, this spiritual wisdom now. One of the greatest teachers is those who are leaving. The fact that we don't see people at the end of life, we don't have that honor and privilege of learning their wisdom because we've removed death. We don't teach it. We don't see it. We say, don't talk about it. We definitely aren't sharing the stories of those at the end of life, which, by the way, they all say so many of the same things, is the greatest teacher about how to live. So we are bringing that back. And of course, this is a major platform to do that. So there's two directionals that you have. You have the ego human one. Okay. So that is the mind. And you have a directional that's your heart guidance. And this, why is this so important? Because most of us are unaware of this. And when we're unaware of this, we go into what's called just a subconscious way of living. And that subconscious directional of the ego is going to always be creating an environment where you are fearful, where you think you're not good enough, where you think you are separate. All of the things that keep you boxed in, super small, and again, separate from the oneness that we are all ultimately part of. So if we're living subconsciously and just following the ego mind that is telling you, you can't do that, you're not good enough to be that, you're not lovable, all of the things that are wrong, what a difficult, difficult existence that is. What a difficult existence that is. But yet that's what we have been conditioned in the human experience as we grow up for years and years and years. So first it's the reality and the recognition to understand that there's two directionals. And then it's to now undo the ego being the predominant leader of how you're living your life to now that heart guidance is the predominant one that's going to guide you. So how do we do that? So let's talk about a few things that I want to tell you that's really important. Understanding that you have two directionals is one of the first things to do, because once you can understand that, you can start to make the shift. Understanding that 95% of your life is guided by the ego when we don't know there are two separate ones. And so if you've been somebody who's been on a path of really struggle and feeling stuck and unhappy and lacking purpose and connected to, you know, just that connected feeling of love and fulfillment, it's because most likely your ego, you don't know the difference with the two. The ego has just been running the show. And of course, it's going to always bring you to that separate path of fear and lack and all of the things that it represents. So I'm going to give you a technique to change that. So the first thing is identifying, understanding that 95% of your journey, when you don't know it, is run by ego. So if you are somebody who's been suffering unhappiness and all of the things that go along with that, I welcome you here. And I'm so happy that you are here, because this could be that pivotal change for you for the rest of your life to be something that it was always meant to be, full of connectedness and purpose and love and fulfillment and joy and all the things that go along with that. So this is an exciting moment. So let's talk about the three states of consciousness. As we go through the human journey, there is unconscious, which we covered, that 95%. And it's really important for us to understand right now that the world, let's take the world that we live in as a whole right now, is operating in the unconscious ego mind. And that's where there's so much destruction, lack of respect for Mother Earth, lack of respect for animals, lack of respect for each other, and just destruction. So let us bring back the awareness that not only individually wanting to operate and focus on my heart guidance, but as a collective globe as well, that will make the shift into a beautiful world for everyone in it. Unconscious, 95%, it's run on the unconscious, which is going to be based on fear, destruction, and all of that. Then there comes a point, hopefully, in your life. It's usually when we've got some decades of experience and trials and tribulations under our belt, usually around 25, 30, like in your 30s, you start to wake up a little bit. And then as you increase in those beautiful decades that you have, hopefully you get more and more conscious. And again, that's where you are now. Conscious. Now you're realizing that there is something more, that there's a better way. And you're now seeking out ways to find that. What are tools? What are ways that I can find my purpose, that I can align with my purpose, that I can be part of that greater whole that we're all a part of, how I can be of service. So now you're aware that there are, there's a bigger picture that we're all connected to. It's not just about you anymore. There's definitely, like, you are part of a bigger picture. So that is the consciousness. And then there's super conscious. So that means now I really am in my practice. I understand that I am here to serve, that I am here to be part of making the world a better place for everyone in it. And that what I do, how, the frequency in which I hold, how I show up every day in the world impacts every single person and being and the planet. And that when I am in a higher state of understanding that, wanting to show up, taking what I call my hands off the wheel and just asking every day to be shown how I can show up to be of the highest service to myself and to others. Just let that be clear. I ask that all of the time. And knowing that that is your co-creation with the whole. And when you, and I always, with my doula givers, I describe it as this, that when I have an idea for something, that I drop it into what I call the bucket of creation. I don't know why I call it a bucket of creation. It's just what comes. And so I'm sticking with that, because I don't try and overthink things. I just do it. So I put my idea in the bucket of creation. And if it's meant, the universe, God, source, picks it up and helps expand it. Then I know it's with alignment of service and what is supposed to be my purpose of doing it. If I drop an idea, and I, you know, we have ideas all the time, is that if it's not meant, even if it could to me sound like the greatest idea, makes sense and all of that. If it's not getting picked up and being expanded, meaning that things are easy, emails are, people are responding to the email that, like, you know, all of a sudden somebody called and has something that they can contribute, like just things start to line up, these synchronicities that are wonderful. If it does not start to expand like that, if I feel like I'm pushing, so there's a thing that I talk about is that always ask yourself, are you pushing or are you in flow? And I will say, when you want to achieve something, it's in flow. It's not pushing. There's an energetic, beautiful flow to it when it's in alignment, when it's of the higher vibration of service. So you've really got to tune in to when you are pushing, when the ego is having you push, come up with something that is self-serving, an idea that's self-serving, or when it actually is something that is being inspired by service and a higher guidance system that you're creating, again, that's going to help change the world. And so when it's your ego, so let's go back to your ego is going to be based on all the input. Think of yourself as a individual little Google, right? And so your how you grew up, your experiences with your family, your experiences with your schooling, your experiences with life experiences, all of the influences are put into the computer system, into your Google of your brain, of your brain. So when you ask a question, and I think this is directly, this is such an important moment to understand, because when you have people who are fighting to the death, and they're fighting to the death because they think they're right, it's because when they're asking a question to themselves and their internal ego Google system, so stay with me on this, they're getting the answer and the output to what they should be doing based on asking their ego, asking their internal Google system. So based on their culture, their religion, their belief system, how they grew up, they're getting an output answer of what they should be doing based on all of the input. So people are fighting to the death because they believe they're right. And in fact, they are right. If that's the answer that you want, just based on ego mind Google. But if you go, which is very, very small, by the way, it's a very small part of you. If you go over here to your being part, to your heart guidance, to the one that is connected to all and everything, and ask that same question, you're going to get a completely different answer based on the perspective in which we're asking with all of that wisdom. And I will say this, every problem, every question that we ask has a spiritual answer, a spiritual solution. If we just ask it in the ego mind, that little tiny box, not only are you going to get an output answer that is just based on what has been put in from that one dimension, but it's also going to be based on fear, power. You need to get it before somebody else does it. All of the threatened things that happen. If we ask it over here, if we ask it from a higher frequency of love, what was that situation lesson trying to teach me? What do I need to learn from that? Every time something comes up, whether it's something positive, something that's, you know, challenging, I always look for the learning. I want to make sure that I'm fully absorbed in what is that experience here to teach me? Because I know enough now and I'm wise enough now. And the people at the end of life have taught me that everything is on our benefit. And if I don't learn it now, it's going to come back again and again and again, just in different circumstances, different players and all the things. And I don't want that. I want to learn now, knowing that it's from a place of love. So it allows me to really embrace everything with a completely different perspective. And that, you know, changes my life completely. So if the ego is directing you, which again, 95% of the time, it's going to do it from a place of fear. And so a place of fear, I want to remind you, is going to always have resentment, jealousy, anger, all of the anxiety, depression, all of the things you're not good enough, telling you, knocking you down, making you feel separate. You, in your body, you will feel anxious. You will feel tight. You will feel heavy. You will feel that you're pushing. That's how you know it's the ego directing you. If it's your higher guidance system, which you all know here, we've all had moments of what I call inspired guidance, where all of a sudden something drops in and says, you should move to Charlotte, North Carolina. And you'll say, why would I move to Charlotte, North? By the way, it's a beautiful, beautiful city. Why am I going to move to Charlotte, North Carolina, which when I absolutely love where I live right now, doesn't make analytical sense. But there's a higher purpose always. And I want to just tell you a little story about that. In the pandemic, and I was living in New York City, and I'm a New York City born there, and it's just a very, very important part of my life. During the pandemic, a year in, something happened with my apartment building, and I was not able to stay in my apartment, and they couldn't fix it. So I left for a period of time. They couldn't rectify it, so it was not livable. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart for multiple reasons. I loved my apartment. I loved my friends. I loved my neighborhood. And I didn't want to leave. And I couldn't find, they weren't even showing apartments in person in New York City. And I couldn't find another one. And the prices were crazy. And it was just, you know, on top of everything going on with the pandemic for everyone, it was just so much. And so somebody had said, Charlotte, North Carolina is a lovely city. Why don't you think, look at Charlotte. Clean, liberal, you know, just a nice city. And so literally got an apartment sight unseen because you couldn't really travel a lot and still in that time with COVID and all of that. And I was heartbroken. I will honestly tell you, I was heartbroken. And they really had to drag me out of New York City. And I remember packing the car up, driving down to move to Charlotte. And I'll show you this picture. I'm going to post this picture for you on my socials. Okay. So you're always being supported and that you're always going to get signs from the universe that you are on your path, that you're on your path. You're always going to get confirmations. And it's so important for us to look for the signs, whether it's a sign that you're not on your path or it's a sign that you are on your path. And I remember looking at the map that we were going, it was like, you're going to arrive in Charlotte in 6 hours, maybe 6.5 hours. And it said, you're going to arrive at 4:44 the time. 4:44. And you're going to arrive at Charlotte at 4:44. And 4:44 is a sign of angels. So I want to share with you that. And Charlotte is a beautiful, beautiful city. Love it, love it, love it. And was really warm and welcoming and healing, especially coming from, you know, what we had been going through and everyone. But I also want to let you know that it's not here. It's here. It's knowing, it's following, it's trusting. It's trusting what is being presented in front of you, not fighting it. Even though I have to tell you, they did have to drag me out and I didn't like it. I did it, but I didn't like it because again, New York City is my home and for multiple reasons, but I needed to trust in that. And it was, and is such a beautiful journey when we do that. So I'll show you that picture. And understanding and getting very in tune with yourself. Is this the ego directing me and talking to me? You know, you should do this or you can't do X, Y, and Z. Or is it the heart guidance? And when it's the heart guidance, there is a comfort, a peace, I call it being able to breathe for the first time, because sometimes that's exactly like we can't breathe when we're not in our authentic self. We can't breathe when we're under so much stress and living lives, you know, in jobs we hate and with people we don't really like, and I'm trying to fit into this box that everyone says I'm supposed to be. This is what makes you happy. This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is who you're supposed to be marrying. This is what you're supposed to be acting like. And when it's not in alignment, it's like you really can't get a breath in. And when you finally are able to, it's like breathing for the very first time. And so understanding what those two are like. And now I'm going to give you the technique that I use and that I teach called the Ray technique. So it's very important to understand that the ego has been, it's a part of us, and it is there. Let's come always from a place of that higher frequency and love. It's there to protect you. It's there to, let's think of it. I think of the ego and try and describe it like a fearful small child. It's there to say, I don't want you to get hurt again. So you need to build up the walls, or you need to, you know, do it before they do it. So you want to think of it like a small frightened child. And when, let's just use an example. I want to become a death doula because this is coming up a lot for people, right? And this has happened for me. I want to become a hospice nurse. I want to work for hospice. I have no end of life experience at the time. That was the truth. I said, so the ego popped up and said, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You have no experience. You're going to be leaving a nursing job with better pay, better hours to go somewhere that you have no experience in doing. How could you possibly do that? And I just knew that I hadn't figured out life. I wasn't really happy. I knew there was more. That's that conscious state. And I just said, I've never felt, when I think of working with end of life patients and serving in that sacred area of care, I have never felt the feeling that I have right now. When I think of that, being part of something so much greater than just me, being of service, having a ripple effect of change. There was an expansiveness. There was an excited feeling. There was a feeling of my heart just growing. And so I said, I'm just going to trust this. I'm just going to see what this is. And the very first day that I went out to see hospice patients, I knew it was the exact place I was supposed to be in my life. It's like a piece of puzzle fitting. And that is the same as, again, when I'm talking about breathing. I could breathe for the first time. And if I had let the ego that was popping up and saying, no, you can't do that, all these things, and giving me a list of all these things why I shouldn't do that, I can't do that, don't do that. If I had let the ego direct me, well, I can't even imagine from just a practical standpoint where I would be. But when I look at all that we have done and the ripple effect of a global movement of doula givers changing the world, we would never be here today from that one, yes, we got here. If I had said no at that one moment, I mean, it almost makes me want to weep. So there are times in our life that we're going to be presented with opportunity. And it's how you choose to move forward can change the trajectory of your whole life. But I'm going to tell you this, that it's the stepping into the unknown. It's not, what do you think I should do now? What do I know I should do now? Get out of the small head, get into the big expansive being heart that you have, the wisdom. And if it's a yes for that in that space, then that is where your whole life is going to break open. It's everything. That is the one tool I could teach you. So here's the Ray technique. So when you get a question that is coming up for you and you want to know, is that ego, is that heart center, check in with yourself and say, how do I feel? You're anxious, heavy, nervous, pushing. It's all ego. If it's expansive, love, excited, that's heart. And here's what you want to do when the ego comes in, tries to block you. You want to use the Ray technique, R-A-I. You want to recognize. The first step is you want to recognize it's the ego. Remember, treat the ego like a small, fearful child. Okay, I recognize that this is the ego. Then I want to acknowledge the ego. I want to say, ego, thank you for showing up. Thank you for trying to protect me, but you don't need to protect anymore. I've got this now. I'm not that young girl anymore. I've learned a lot. I've grown. You don't have to protect me. I'm not going to get hurt. I am here to expand, to learn, to grow, and you can relax. So acknowledge it. Thank you for showing up, but I've got this now. You can just, I kind of picture it like that little child, fearful in the back seat, put your seatbelt on. I've got this now, come along. Because you don't want to fight the ego. You don't want to try and ignore it or push it away. You want to integrate it. And that's the I. R, recognize. A, acknowledge it. Thank you for being here, but you don't have to worry anymore. Just relax, come along. I've got this now. And the I is to integrate, again, doing it together. Because the more you push something, the more it will grow, the more it will persist, the more it will try and show up in different ways. And the ego is so tricky, so smart, so tricky. So you want to integrate it. You want to say, thank you for being here for me. Thank you for protecting me, but I've got this now. I've done the work. I understand now. And now we can have that beautiful life together. So you want to use the Ray technique to integrate, because the ego needs to come along in this. Again, you're not separate. It's a part of who you are. It's a part of your journey, but you want to now switch it from being the main guiding force. Now you want to minimize that, and you want to have your heart guidance as the main guiding force, aligning you with your path to purpose. This journey can be amazing, a miracle. Like, you will have, your life will completely change if you take that understanding and put it into daily practice. So I want to thank you so much for being here on this episode of Ask a Death Doula. Please leave your comments and questions below. And remember that death is our greatest teacher about how to live. And there is a free level one end of life doula training coming up so soon. It has empowered people with the skills. It has healed them from grief, and it has inspired about life. So we please ask that you just share that training, because we are here and we are changing the world together. And I have one question for you. Are you coming with us? Take the training or share the training. That's all we ask. And please leave your comments below, and I'll be happy to answer each and every one. This was Suzanne O'Brien, and this was Ask a Death Doula. Thank you, everyone. See you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for being part of Ask a Death Doula podcast. Please remember that everyone everywhere has the ability to have the good death with the right education, kindness, and support. See you in the next episode.